us keep beneath the cross.
To God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Praise God. That's why we come together like this, because we have that promise that as we reach out to Him, that He reaches out to us. Praise God. And just the fact that we reach out to Him indicates that He is desiring us, because that desire to have Jesus comes from Him. That's a blessing to realize that. If I have a desire for Jesus, He put it there. And if He put it there, it's because He wants me to seek Him and find Him and know Him. And so, if you have a desire for the Lord, then be encouraged, because that means that God has great things for you. And so, just yield yourself to that desire, and you'll see that when you take one step in His direction, He'll take 10 steps in yours, at least. Something like that. You know, I love the fact that Jesus is watching over us all the time. And I like when He shows me that. When I didn't realize that He was there, He was there. When I didn't realize that He was thinking of me and mindful of my need, I was very much on His heart. I read recently about a Cherokee Indian initiation, that when a boy became a certain age, I don't remember exactly what age, maybe 13 or something like that, the men of the tribe would march him into the woods, deep into the woods, and they'd find a tree stump there, and they would blindfold him, and then they'd make him sit on that tree stump, and they would leave him there all night. He wasn't allowed to take the blindfold off until he began to see the light shining through in the morning. And so he would sit there through the night. And you know, he would hear all sorts of animal noises, because they were out there somewhere. And every once in a while he'd feel something brush against his face. And I'm sure it was a little bit cold at night as well. And it was really a fearful thing for a young boy to be left alone in the woods like that. And then finally in the morning, soon as the daylight broke and there was enough light to shine into the blindfold, he took it off. And when he opened his eyes, he saw his father sitting right next to him. He was there all night long, but he didn't know about it. He wasn't allowed to tell any of the other boys about the initiation. That was a secret. They had to experience that themselves. Well, if you knew your father was there all along, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. And so it really was a test of their bravery and so on, but the Father still was there to watch over him and keep him from danger. And that's a beautiful picture of our Heavenly Father. He's there all the time. And we don't always feel His presence. We don't always have the sense that He's with us, but But he is. And he wants us to believe that because he promised never to leave us nor forsake us. And so sometimes our faith is tested, and then we just have to stand upon the word of God and say, Lord, I believe that you're with me. Sometimes you'll come to a meeting and you won't feel the presence of God, and sometimes you'll feel empty and dry. That ever happened to you? Happens to me sometimes. And then I just have to say, well, Lord, doesn't matter how I feel, you're here. Your word says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, you're right there in the midst. And so I'm going to just go ahead and believe you, and I'm going to conduct myself just the same as if I sensed your presence and that precious touch of the Holy Spirit. And as we learn to do that and learn to walk by faith, well, then God can trust us and with the sense of his presence, because he knows that our walk doesn't depend upon feelings. We don't just serve him when we feel that he's with us, but we serve him either way. And so when he sees that, then he can manifest his presence to us more, because he knows that he can trust us to just be steady in our following Jesus. And so I don't know how you feel tonight. Sometimes when I was younger and we used to have communion service, and I never felt anything when we took communion. Everybody was crying all around me. They were getting some kind of blessing, and I wasn't getting anything. But, you know, I've learned that the way of faith is much better than feelings. See, if I depend on my feelings, then I'm going to miss out on a lot because I don't always feel right. But if I believe God, I can do that all the time, and I can receive all the time from him just by believing him. And so I'm learning to just say, Jesus, I believe that you're here. I believe that you're ministering to me. I believe that you're coming to me. And I act on that faith. And that's what pleases God. Without faith, we can't please him. But when we believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, and we yield ourselves to him like that, he's pleased with that. He's pleased. I'm pleased when my children trust me. If I tell them something, I don't want them to question me and worry about whether I'm going to come through or not. I'm pleased if I just know they trust me. And it troubles me, concerns me when they keep asking, you sure, Dad? You sure, Dad? My son likes to play this game lately. You be Kenny and I'll be Daddy. We played it this morning. And he even changes his voice. I learn a lot about myself when I find out how he answers my questions. And, you know, and he might learn a lot about himself because I try to pretend to be like he is. And I'll ask him this and that. And then he answers me, well, Kenny, it's really cute. Pretending to be someone we're not, right? But I like, as I say, I learn a lot about myself through that and how he perceives me. And the Lord wants us to trust him. And he's pleased when he says something and we just believe him. Praise God. And so let's learn to do that. I'm sure you are learning that. The Holy Spirit teaches us the way of faith. And as I say, we would like feelings more. And thank God for all the wonderful feelings that we enjoy. The presence, the touch of God's presence upon your life is something very precious. And I don't minimize the preciousness of that at all. But I find that he's leading me just as wonderfully when I don't feel his presence as when I do. And he's working in my soul just as powerfully at times when I don't feel his presence as when I do. And I find that when a meeting is very quiet, God could be making some of the most wonderful changes in my life than when it's a loud praise meeting where everybody's excited. You know, sometimes people walk out of a meeting and they'll say, that was a great meeting. Well, what do they mean by that? Well, we were all excited. Everybody came to the altar. The music was great. So on. But you know, sometimes just a very quiet meeting is as great, if not greater, than some of the meetings that we would think are great. Because God judges that. A meeting is great depending on what He can accomplish. Not how we feel, but what God can accomplish. And so this can be a great meeting tonight if we'll believe Him, and if we'll just, put ourselves in His hands. And as we spend time in prayer tonight and wait upon the Lord and call upon the Lord, don't worry about how you feel. Just give yourself to God. And He will give Himself to us, I'm sure. Praise God. Let's sing another song that will help us to worship the Lord. And there's a prayer request that has come to our attention, which I'll mention to you in just a little while. And then you may have prayer requests or just burdens upon your heart that you want to share. And so feel free to pray out. And I really encourage the young people to do that. You know, none of us here as adults listen to a young people pray and say, oh, that's just a young person praying. I don't think any of us feel that way. We realize that every one of us are members of the body of Christ. And every one of us have a place to fill. And when a young person raises their voice and just prays a simple prayer right from the heart, we're just right there with you, because we know that God is using you and the Spirit of God is working through you. And that's what it's all about, just letting Him have His way. So don't worry whether you articulate yourself perfectly. If I worried about that, I'd never get up to speak. Don't worry that you don't say everything, but just talk to Jesus from your heart, and you'll find that you'll say just the right thing. And God doesn't depend upon our words only. He knows what's in our heart, and He's answering the cry of our heart as well as that which is expressed on our lips. Okay? So does that make sense to anybody? I hope so. Praise God. Well, let's sing about our wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's just look to Him in prayer right now, first of all. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tell Him that you believe that He's here with you. Hallelujah. That He's here for you. And that you're here for Him. Praise God. Lord, we thank You that You have chosen a way of faith, because we can't trust our feelings, but we can trust You, and we can trust Your Word all the time. And so, Lord, help us to stand upon Your Word tonight. We believe that You're here with us, Jesus. We believe that You're within us. We believe, Jesus, that as we draw near to God, that He draws near to us. As we pour out our hearts to Him, that He hears the cry of our hearts, and He responds, working according to His will, that which is pleasing in His sight. Lord, we pray that You'll put faith into our hearts for what You want. You know what You want to accomplish in this meeting. You know how You want to meet the needs that we bring before You. And so just lead us and guide us. Guide our thoughts and our words and our faith, and so that You can accomplish much in our time of calling upon You and waiting upon You. And we ask this all in Jesus' precious name, and we thank You for it. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. I'm thinking the song, Out of My Bonded Sorrow and Night, Jesus, I Come. So that's number, I think it's 233. Let's find that, then we can sing it together. Yes. Praise God. Number 233.
Oh,
They say, God's been doing some wonderful things down for the girls down in the village and also for those cottagers. And I trust for all of us, all the workers, all the guests. Now, there's a few more days of the first period, and I imagine that the counselors could be getting a little bit tired. I imagine you all can be getting a little bit tired, too. And the Lord wants to quicken you tonight, and that's something we should pray about, that God will strengthen us and help us to really continue to put our whole hearts into serving the Lord and to strengthen our faith and so on. Keep us well. Give us the rest that we need, and continue to give us great joy in serving Jesus. I can see that he's been doing that. It seems that everyone I come across seems to be happy serving the Lord. Well, that makes the work a little bit easier, I notice. When you rejoice and you do it out of love for him, praise God. I find myself around the campgrounds. I don't know if I find a piece of paper on the floor. I pick it up. I don't know, something different about Pilgrim Camp. You want it. It's the Lord's camp. And you don't have to be on the staff to pick up a piece of paper once in a while or whatever else needs to be done. And I know that there are others that do things like that too. You just kind of get swept into this whole thing about serving God up here. It's really a great joy. Praise God. And so let's pray that God will bless those counselors, encourage them. And if there are some young ladies that haven't broken through into what God is wanting to do for them, that in these next few days, that God will really meet them. And that the thing that God is after in their life he'll be able to get hold of. So that when they go back home, they'll really be changed. And that change will be seen. And that change will grow as they continue to seek God at home. And then let's pray for our guests, that God will bless them. There are others that will be joining us this week, and we want to pray for them, that God will meet them. Some can only stay for a couple days. Their work schedule is heavy at home, and yet they have such a desire to meet the Lord and just spend a few days with him. That must be precious to Jesus. And so we want to stand with them and believe that God will really do a quick work and a large work in them in the short time that they're here. God isn't limited to time. He can do a lot in a little bit of time. I need a lot of time to do a lot of things, but he can do a lot in a short time. And then there are those that have gone home, and we don't want to forget them. Some of them have told us that, please don't forget us. So they're still looking to God, and they want us to look to God with them. So let's remember those that have left, that God will continue to bless and lead and guide them. I'm just giving you some suggestions of things that we can all agree on when we pray together. Then there are some that are sick that need God's touch. You know, when someone gets sick, it affects the whole family, doesn't it? Not just that one person, but the people that love them, the people that care for them. They all need our prayers. And so let's pray for those that are sick. We received word that our sister Laura Collis, her dad, is in the hospital, blood clot in the leg. And so we want to pray that God will touch him, our brother John. He's the pastor of Christian Missionary Alliance Church. Is that New Jersey? Where is that, Laura? Yeah. Morris County, New Jersey. And Laura's grandfather used to be the director of the camp here. After the Gardners went to be with the Lord, then Brother Bob Collis and Sister Ruth directed the camp. And then after he went to be with the Lord, then God raised up our Brother Paul and then established this schedule of ministers to come up and take certain weeks and days here. But we finally remember our Brother Bob and Sister Ruth. Our Sister Ruth is still a blessing to us, and especially to the Chinese people. She often travels with our Sister Gerda Bacher, and Ruth doesn't speak Chinese that I know of, but somehow they understand her, and they love her. And she's gone to Taiwan recently, and I suppose Sister Gerda interprets for her. But she's got such a love for Jesus, and that's contagious. And that's, I guess, one reason why we love her so much. But let's pray for John, our Laura's father. God will bless him and his wife, Lorraine, and the family. And that God will undertake concerning this blood clot, that he'll remove it, dissolve it, however he wants to take care of it. But that our brother will be restored to health, good health, and none, without this hindrance as he serves the Lord there in that church. Praise God. And maybe you have some requests. Don't be afraid to pray out. We'll join you. Now, whenever we have a prayer meeting in our church, I tell the people, take the pew out of your mouth when you pray. And what does that mean? Well, some people just bury their head in the pew, and then I hear, and that goes on for a while. And I have no idea what they're praying about. And I'd like to say amen, and I'd like to agree with them, but first I have to hear them. Okay? So Jesus looked up to heaven when he prayed, it says. He looked up to heaven and said, Father. And so maybe you could look up to heaven and pray so that we can hear you. Praise God. Sometimes we get tender and our voices drop, but let's try to realize that we're praying with others, and we want them to be able to join with us and join their faith with our faith and together glorify God. And then when we pray, we want to pray about things that we can all be interested in and be behind. You know, sometimes people pray. I know in our prayer meetings it happens on occasion, maybe in yours too. You'll get someone that'll start praying about, I don't know what, you know. They just go on and on about somebody that nobody knows and or something that happened. You know, that's all well and good. But some of those prayers are best prayed at home, on your own, between you and the Lord. You can talk to him as long as you want about it. But when we're praying together, let's think of something that all of us would be interested in. But of course, we want to just be open to the Lord. Whatever God puts on your heart, you pray. I'm sure that we won't be too far off the target. I'm sure we'll be right on target. Okay. So did I inspire anybody to pray tonight? I hope so. Praise God. We're going to go to our knees. I like that. That we still do that at camp. We get down and humble ourselves before God in that way. And it's really not the position of your body that matters so much. They say that Deacon Jones said, one time he fell down in the well and he was upside down and he prayed the best prayer, the hardest prayer he ever prayed in his life, upside down. Well, I don't encourage anyone to be upside down, but it's good to get down and humble ourselves before God that way. It's an outward expression of what's going on in our hearts, I suppose. But let's pray out. Okay? Don't wait for the person next to you because they're waiting for you. And that could take a long time. So you just call on God. You'll find that I notice that if one person calls on God and they really put their heart into it, it's not long before someone else is inspired and they jump right in there and they do the same. And the last thing I want to say is that if somebody prays what you were going to pray, don't say, oh, that's what I was going to pray. Okay. But sometimes we need to pray about that thing again. That's why the Lord put it on your heart as well as somebody else's heart. When I lived up at camp, we used to spend a lot of time in prayer, and Brother Gardner used to say, now let's hit that thing again. You know, someone else would pray about it. All right, now let's pray about it again. Someone else, let God use you. And you know, no two prayers were exactly the same. And we prayed until the burden left us, and we knew that we had really touched the Lord with regard to that. And so, you know, this isn't the first time you've ever prayed, and this isn't the first prayer meeting you've ever been in. I don't mean to imply that. But I'm just talking generally, things that we all need to pay attention to. And so let's go to prayer now. And if you want to lead out in a song that will help us to keep in touch with Jesus, go ahead and do that. We'll pick it up and sing along with you. But let's just spend the rest of our time calling upon God, our brother Collis, campers, counselors, all the workers. Praise God. That Jesus will be glorified every day of this camp season. Come, let's pray.